Welcome to Soundwaves, the Latimer Group's audio blog. In this installment, President and Founder Dean Brenner takes you through part three of our four-part series on the four skills of great communication, documenting your message and making it real and tangible for the people receiving it. Here's Dean.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group, and we're going to continue our story today about communication skills. And specifically, we're going to continue talking about how communication skills can help you specifically around the development of an idea, the development of a business, to the development of a strategy, a project, whatever it is that you're working on, and how communication skills can be central to your growth, your evolution, and ultimately your success. And we're going to get there by continuing our discussion of the Latimer Group. And I'm going to take you through the third phase of our growth and evolution. And we started this series with the first phase of the founding of the company through about 2006. And we talked about the power of assessing what's going on around you. And then the second phase, in the second episode, we talked about the period from 2008 to about 2013, when we talked about the power of developing your message. And we're going to continue that story here today, and we're going to talk about the third phase of the Latimer Group. And the period for this phase starts in about 2014, and it continues up really till present day, but we'll say 2014 to 2016. And as I'm taking you through this story, as I've said repeatedly throughout this series, keep thinking about your own journey, your own projects, your own teams, your own businesses. Use the discussion of our Latimer Group story to help you think through the ways that you can make your own story, your own journey, a success. That's the whole point of this thing. So let me tell you a little bit about the third phase of our business. And at this point, the Latimer Group is me and my colleague Whitney. Whitney joined in 2008. We've really refined who we are. We've really defined what our message is. We are now the experts in persuasive communication. I've written a couple of books now. I've written my second book, Sharing the Sandbox. So we've got some credibility. We've got a great client list. We've really figured out who we are. And now the story comes to 2013, 2014. And it's time for us to take our next jump. And in this period of, let's just make the numbers easy, say from 2014 to 2016, there's two major things that happened, and both of them involved people joining the Latimer Group. And I'm going to tell you a bit about Amy, and then I'm going to tell you a bit about Hannah. And their roles and their the way in which we brought them onto the team, I think, are important parts of this story. Let's start with Amy. And in both cases, what I want you to hear as I'm telling you this story is the way in which we, Whitney and I, modified the job description or the job scope to make sure that we could accommodate the needs of the people that we really wanted to work with. We didn't go out with a firm job description and say, this is what we're trying to fill, take it or leave it. We went the other way. And we didn't, we weren't afraid to adjust something in a job description or in a job scope to get the right person on the team. And wow, has that been fabulously successful. So let me tell you first a little bit about Amy's arrival with the Latimer Group and the role that she plays for us to this day. We met Amy through a mutual friend, and the first time that we met Amy, it didn't look like we were going to be able to find some common ground. What I thought I was hiring for was not really what Amy was looking for. And I had thought through, I want the job to be this. And, we really liked each other. I was very impressed with her, but her thought was, well, I'm looking for a job that's more like that. And long story short, we just decided at one point in 2013 that this probably wasn't going to work right now, but we decided to stay in touch. And I even said, hey, I think there's a few little projects that we can have you do for us, and I'd like to keep you involved because I really like working with you, or I've enjoyed getting to know you. So we started doing a little project work, and we were, we were working with Amy on a few little things here and there. And then in one of those projects, I said, hey, why don't you come to a workshop one day? And she said, great. And she said, how do you want me to interact with the clients? And I said, in whatever way makes you comfortable. And, the quick version of the story is that she was so impressive that day that I called Whitney after the workshop was over and I said, we really need to work with Amy. And Whitney completely agreed. And we rewrote the job description that night so that it was much more, much closer to what Amy had told us she was looking for. Because what we decided was that the person was more important than the specifics of the job description. That if we got the right person on the team, that was going to be the most important point. Called Amy, presented it to her. She was very happy. And here we are, you know, several years later, still working together. And Amy's job is our director of learning. She does a lot of facilitation. But Amy's responsibility is our curriculum and the development of our curriculum. Taking the message that Whitney and I had really refined and now building it into a cohesive learning curriculum. Critical phase in our growth. Let me jump now to about a year and a half, 2 years later, and let me switch the story to our colleague Hannah. Also a really interesting story, and also an example of how we accommodated to get the right person on the team. So now we have this curriculum that Amy has led the building of, and we're really trying to embed this curriculum into our client companies so that they have something that they can use to develop their people, build it into their professional development plans. So we had all these courses, but we needed to do a better job of making those courses fit within the professional development of these client companies. We needed to be able to evaluate people. We needed to have different levels of evaluation. We needed to have follow-up. Okay, we needed to have all of these things that could be used by the company post-workshop. So we went out looking for somebody to fill that role. And the first time I spoke to Hannah and I have been friends for a very long time. My wife, Emily, and I are very, very good friends with Hannah and her husband. And when we first talked about it, it just wasn't going to be a fit. The scope of the job wasn't a good fit. And then we didn't really find the right person to fill the job. And again, you know, I keep using this phrase, long story short. I finally went back to Hannah and I said, you know, if we modified it a little bit here, is that something that you'd be interested in? And she was very interested in it. And for years, Whitney had been saying to me, my colleague Whitney had been saying, you know, who'd be perfect in this job? Somebody like Hannah. She knew Hannah as well. And then finally, when I felt that we had something that Hannah was going to really be interested in, I went back to Whitney and I said, instead of hiring somebody like Hannah, how about we hire the actual Hannah? And Hannah joined the team, and her responsibility within the team is to take our curriculum and what we teach in our workshops and create a really robust program post-workshop, follow-up, feedback, evaluation, all things that are going to help the people that we work with and the clients that we work with chart progress. And now let me pause the story of the Latimer Group and step out and talk big picture here and help you start thinking about how to apply this for you. The key word that I want you to keep in mind here is document. Because what we've really done in this period of the Latimer Group's evolution is we've taken our message and we've created a process, a curriculum, and a follow-up and a feedback process where our clients can document their success, where they can check their progress, where they can evaluate their progress. And this is very, very helpful for client organizations that are committed to employee development, to professional development. And in this phase, we're no longer just able to say we are the experts in persuasive communication. We now had a curriculum and a feedback and a follow-up process led by Amy and Hannah respectively, where we could say, this is now something that we can document, we can offer broadly, we can roll it out, we can plug it right into what a company is trying to do. So now let's transition it to you and your story. And what I'd like you to think about here, again, focusing on that word document, is as you're listening to the Latimer Group story, think about the progression we've been going through in this series. In phase one, episode one, we talked about assessing the opportunities around you. Phase two of the Latimer Group growth, episode two of this series, we talked about really refining what your message is. And then in this episode, this phase of the Latimer Group growth, we're talking about how you can document that message, make it real for people, make it something that they can use, something that they can systematize, something that they can get their hands around. as you're thinking about your own team, as you're thinking about your own project, your own company, this is a critical phase in your progress as well. How can you make it real for people? Think about that word, document. Make it real, make it tangible, something that they can use. So we're going to pause the story right there. All right, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.